Welcome to Nothing But Now on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Mary Angela McGuire, and in the next hour, we'll focus on mindfulness, bringing our awareness to the present moment without judgment. Developing and deepening our capacity for mindfulness throughout our daily life is essential for reducing fearful and negative thinking, for letting go of the stories we tell ourselves that keep us stuck in place, and for transforming our relationship to ourself, to others, to the world. Join me as we challenge ourselves to change. Nothing But Now starts now. Hi, everyone. I'm Mary Angela McGuire, and you're listening to Nothing But Now on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you so much for joining me today. As I say in the intro, the purpose of this show is to help people along in the mindfulness journey. But as we all know from our lives, it is not always an easy path. Things happen. And things go wrong in our lives, things that we struggle with. And when I can bring to you people who want to talk about one of life's struggles from what I think is a perspective that's very consistent with mindfulness and that allows us to approach difficult situations with mindfulness, I'm going to do that. So today my guests are attorney Aaron Johnson Turner from Minneapolis, Minnesota, and life coach Matthew Tuttle, also from Minneapolis, Minnesota. And I brought them on the show today because Aaron's law firm is doing something that I think is pretty radical, which is it's a multi-tiered practice, multiple types of cases that they take at Johnson Turner Legal. But one big area of their practice is divorce. And they've started doing something that I think is really amazing, which is when clients come to them needing support through a divorce process, they ask them to meet with a life coach. And that's where Matthew comes in. Matt's a certified life coach, and he meets with each client. And I just think that's an amazing thing to do. And I've talked a little bit to Aaron about this, but I'm very curious, and I think you'll be interested to know, of why would a law firm do this? What's the impact been? How is it changing the relationships that the lawyers in the firm have with their clients? And we really want to know from Matt, what are you seeing? What are you learning? This must be a really fascinating way to work with people. So first, Aaron, Matt, thank you so much for joining me today on Nothing But Now.
Thanks for having us. I know we're both really excited to be here, and this is one of our very favorite topics to talk about. So,
yes,
absolutely.
And I'm glad to hear that. Thanks, Matt. How are you doing?
Thank you. I'm doing very well. Thanks.
Okay. I saw earlier you had a background of the Golden Gate Bridge, but are you really in San Francisco, or is that just a favorite picture?
It is a favorite picture, but normally I have my cabin background with the lake, but I thought that might be a little bit too much today. So I just,
okay. All right. We're all going with a little bit more of our real background.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thanks again for being here. And Aaron, I'm going to start with you. Just would you tell us, why did Johnson Turner Legal make this interesting decision about life coaching with your divorce clients?
So I've been in the legal space for about 21 years, and most of that time has been in the world of family law.
Okay.
And I think what we learned early on and continue to be having that confirmed for us is that divorce for people is a really pivotal time in their life. Mm-hmm. And it's not just about that legal need that they have. They need to get a divorce, right? We know that. And we can handle that. We know how to deal with the legal needs that the client has. But what kept coming up is this other side to it, right? It's really a holistic experience to go through a divorce.
Right.
It's not just a legal problem. Something that you probably didn't expect, possibly something very horrible has happened to put you in the position to now be needing to speak to an attorney. And many of your questions that you might have really don't have anything to do with what the laws of spousal maintenance or custody are, but it's, am I going to be okay?
Right.
Do I have what it takes to get through this? Mm. Am I up for this transformation that my life is about to be taking on? And so we would find ourselves as attorneys talking to people a lot to say, what we need to do is separate your legal needs from your emotional needs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not to say that their emotional needs aren't important. They're tantamount to being able to make legal decisions. But lawyers aren't trained to do that. Like we're trained to deal with we're going to do this legal analysis and we're going to argue to the court. And the client's just sitting back really not feeling heard or taken care of. And so we met Matt probably 6 or so years ago and started working with him personally as a life coach and as an executive coach. Mm-hmm. And then we kind of cooked up this idea that, you know what, our clients need you. And so Matt, over the past 5 or 6 years, has really, I would say, invented kind of a side of coaching for people specifically going through this process. And so he's a member of the legal team. He has spent, I happen to know because we were talking earlier today, some time consulting with attorneys this morning about their mutual clients and putting their heads together to say, how can we help this client and intersect their legal needs with what's going on, you know, in life for them. And so I think that it's been a tremendous help to clients who have engaged our firm and used Matt on their team. And it's, I mean, frankly, a tremendous help to the legal side, right? To the attorneys and the paralegals to know, oh, hey, Matt, we need to work with this person because they're really like in a rut and we need to focus on what their future is going to look like for them so that they get out of this particular rut. And so I think it's been amazing, actually.
Well, you keep using a word that I want to come back to before I turn to Matt, which is team. What do you mean when you keep referring to your clients have a team?
We've also realized that you, in order to do a good job by your clients, you, they need to have more than one person that they can get a hold of that knows what's going on in their case and can help them on different parts and different aspects. So every person in our firm has a team assigned to them that includes a client engagement specialist, who's the person they first meet with that they learn. They're not a legal position. They're just learning about their situation and helping kind of chart their course about what they need to do. And then they have an attorney and a paralegal and a coach. So, and all those people are in the know about what's going on with their case. And at any point they can get feedback and information and lean on whomever makes the most sense to lean on for that specific situation.
Okay. That strikes me as one other thing that's unique and interesting in what you're doing at Johnson Turner Legal.
Yeah. I think it's good for the clients. And I also think it's good for the professionals to have a group of to work together, because there's a lot of stress around what's going on in a divorce. And sometimes if you're just the one person having to solve all the problems, that's a lot.
Right.
So to have a team like, hey, what should we do? How can we work together to meet this person's needs? It's super important.
That's fantastic. Okay. So Matt, as a, you know, coach to coach, here's the first thing that I've really been curious about. The clients that come to you through Johnson Turner Legal, they didn't seek you out or seek out coaching. They've been asked to do this. Does that ever, so do you ever work with people who are, I don't know, let's say reluctant or hesitant to work with a coach?
You know, you're very receptive. I mean, it is probably the biggest thing that I struggle with, because at least initially, right? Mm-hmm. Because in a normal coaching setup, you actually have a conversation, right? And a lot of times I have a chance to review their notes or I speak to the attorney, but I really don't have a chance to interact with them currently. We're going to work on that, I think, coming up here in the future. But it's you're kind of going cold, and it takes a little while to really build rapport, particularly with, you know, a client that is in transition, that has this high sense of urgency, that, you know, has a lot of anxiety or a lot of other things going on around their divorce. And it's just important to build rapport quickly.
Okay.
And then kind of set the ground rules, because the other thing too is they not only come in kind of cold to it, they really don't know what coaching is or what I can do for them. Even though they read it, right? But then they get on the call and it's like, you know.
What's this really about?
Yeah, I don't know if I need this, right? And a lot of times I'm not even certain that I think they need it either. And I've had cases, you know, that have come through where people are just in a really solid place. You know, it's either a long time in the making, or, you know, they've been through it before, some of those kinds of things. But predominantly, people are very receptive to it. Mm-hmm. And it really is just an opportunity for them to express themselves without being judged, you know, and really not being analyzed in that sense. So,
Okay, great. I think this is fascinating and such a fascinating approach to the law. And when we come, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, I'd love to learn more about, you've mentioned, Aaron, the impact it's having on the team, what it's like for lawyers now and how that's helpful to them. And Matt, we'd love to learn a little bit more about what are you noticing? What are some common things that are happening for the clients that you work with? And I'm also, what we'll start with though is, what's this like for you as a coach? Are you enjoying this work? And how did you, why did you choose to pursue it? So those are all the things we're going to talk about after the break. So we'll be right back. You're listening to Nothing But Now on Transformation Talk Radio.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Hey everyone, I hope you're enjoying the new year. During this time of need, I've been called to offer my life coaching services for free. That's right, free, no strings attached. Ram Dass said it best, we're all walking each other home. I'd like to support your walk with my coaching skills. To start the process, hit me up at miles2gocoaching.com. And under Book Online, select Is Coaching Right for Me? After that, we'll schedule time to meet and map out whatever you want to work on. I look forward to hearing from you. And remember, you can catch me on Transformation Talk Radio the second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. See you soon.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to. Someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Nothing But Now on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm Mary Angela McGuire, and I'm here today with attorney Aaron Turner Johnson. Aaron Johnson Turner. And sorry about that. And Matt Tuttle, who's a certified life coach. And we're talking about this amazing work that Aaron's firm is doing, particularly with clients who come to them for help with a divorce, which is they're asking clients to meet with Matt as a life coach. And we're learning more about why the firm has done that, what the impact has been, what it's like for Matt as a coach to do this kind of work. But as Aaron reminded me on the break, we should be starting with a breathing exercise. So let's do this. I like what some people call breath of life. So we're going to bring our hands to our heart center on an inhale. We're going to interlace our fingers and push our palms out on an exhale. We're going to lift our hands over our head on an inhale, and then we're going to release on an exhale, and I'm going to hit the microphone every time. Okay, so here we go. Okay. Hands, and we'll do it three times. Hands to heart center. Last time. Oh, I hope you joined us in that. That does feel good, doesn't it?
Yes, I loved it.
So, Matt, we were talking about your experience, and I'm curious, what drew you to this? Why did you say yes to this opportunity?
You know, it's kind of a unique story. I have a mentor who is not a coach, but he's in the business realm, and I do executive and business coaching primarily before this, and my foundation is in life coaching though, so that's how it dovetailed. But he was telling me one day that I needed to say yes more, right, to opportunities. Uh-huh. And Aaron and I have a mutual friend. I don't know if I can mention her name, Julie Keys. She's the one who called me and said, they're looking for a life coach. Would you be interested? And I said, no, you know, I don't think that's my kind of gig. And this was like 6 years ago.
Right.
And then I remembered that I need to say yes, right? Mm-hmm. I need to be intentional. And so I said yes. And I went in and I spoke with Chris Johnson and Aaron. And the two of them were just, I think we just hit it off, and it was just fantastic. We were very like-minded, and what they wanted to do was really forward-thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And I almost couldn't believe it, to be honest, because it was just such a good fit for me and, you know, a good fit in helping other people explore a difficult transition in their lives. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's great. I think that's such a classic kind of story.
Yeah.
Said, oh, and then I remembered, oh, yeah, I'm supposed to be saying yes. Yeah.
Well, I'm
nice
I'm
for me
I
to
yes.
hear that the life coach that I rely on takes advice of other people and doesn't just take, you know, your own advice, which you're good at giving, but.
Sometimes.
Yes.
Don't, my daughters hate it. My daughter and my wife always say, don't coach me, right?
Yeah. So. Oh, ouch. Oh, I've heard that.
Yeah. It's tough. It's hard. It's a very hard thing.
It is. It is. So, so what has, from either one of you, what do you think is really happening? What's different now that your clients are getting the coaching? Just what do you think the outcome has been, either Aaron or Matt?
I think I can start. One of the things that Matt tells us and tells his clients, our clients, and the attorneys that we work with, is that coaching isn't therapy.
Right.
We're not looking backwards at how you got here, but we're looking forward about where you're going to end up.
Mm-hmm.
And having that kind of shift in all of our mindset for the legal team and for the clients, I think is a completely different way of approaching a divorce than it is, than traditionally is true.
Mm-hmm.
I used to say to clients that, and it's still applicable, is that divorce isn't an end point. Divorce is a transition in your life, and we're here to help you get through that. But now, instead of just doing the part where we're taking them from here to here legally, we're envisioning out, you know, their future with them. And we're saying, this is about a fresh start, and we're not just going to get you divorced. We're going to springboard you into your fresh start.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes divorce feel not so scary and horrible. It can be actually kind of an exciting time for people because, you know, it sounds very strange, but many people, maybe most people who come to a divorce situation really haven't been happy for a long time.
Right.
And they've either just sort of accepted living in this unhappy way and either have now decided to move forward or it has been decided by their spouse for them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's moving on from that, moving on from this rut
mm-hmm.
and sadness and looking forward to a time of happiness and joy.
And that habit of mind of being unhappy all the time and seeing things through such a negative lens, perhaps, because they're so unhappy.
Yes.
Yeah. Matt, what would
and
you
I think?
That?
I guess I would say that they come into the coaching sessions from different perspectives, but they all at some level are, like I say, in transition, but it's a little bit deeper than that because it's very personal. And a lot of times they just don't know where they're going to go, what they're going to do. And so they get bogged down kind of in this. It is the present, right? I mean, we always say be present, but they're almost too present. And so through coaching, we help them understand, or I try as best I can, help them understand that they have control, right? To take back that control over the direction of their life, to take back control of the way that they see the world, the way they want to see the world. Mm-hmm. And then it's really a process of trying to move them forward so that they could get ahead of it. Mm-hmm. And the further out that we can move them into the future, right, the better off usually they can make decisions here and now. Mm-hmm. So
when you talk to people, Matt, do they struggle not to stay focused on what went wrong in the marriage, to move beyond that kind of analysis of where did I go wrong, where did he go wrong, where did we go wrong?
Right. That only usually happens if you didn't initiate the divorce.
Okay.
So if you initiated the divorce, obviously, you know, you're clear with where you're headed and where you're going. Mm-hmm. So it really is just a matter of helping them understand what's next for them, right? And I try not to focus on the blame because, you know, blame is just, it doesn't help anything, right? It just leads to so many bad things. And so that's really the essence of what we do too, is we try to start with taking back that control and just understanding, you know, really, what are your values? What do you want to see in your life? What do you want to get back to, the person that most people think, I want to get back to that person that I was. I was fun. I was happy, right? And they just don't think they can do that moving forward. Mm-hmm. And so it's just really a matter of getting them to reframe, you know, what they're talking about and consistently asking them to uplift themselves.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever get to work with people long enough to really see them get beyond the divorce and maybe in a place where they're making better decisions better decisions, I suppose, about both their private life and their life in general?
Absolutely. Not very often, because mm-hmm. we do quite a few, but there are probably a dozen every year, you know, mm-hmm. that for whatever reason we keep in touch, or they send an email and they say, you know, I'm still thinking about this. But
Jacob, I think he froze.
Matt? Yeah, it looks like we lost him temporarily there. Okay. But
well, Aaron, you're still here, so we'll
yeah.
see what's happening with Matt. Oh, Matt, are you back?
I am back.
Oh, yay. Okay. So you Sorry? Do get to some feedback from people well beyond the divorce process to see where things have gone with them.
Yes. Yeah, mm-hmm. it's and like I say, I don't know if you heard it, but it is rewarding, and it's great to see people, you know, live that out in their lives now, right? Mm-hmm. To really be fulfilled with where they're at and happy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's great. So both of you, you've met a lot of people who have been through divorce. And I'll be honest, I ask this kind of question. I'm not divorced myself. I'm fortunate. My parents divorced when I was very young. And you know, I think it ruined their lives. I think being married to each other wasn't very healthy for them either. But I think getting divorced, they were Catholic. There was a, you know, it was a lot long time ago. So it was culturally, it was a very negative thing, even more than it is today. And I don't think they ever got over it. It's maybe, I don't know that so much did it ruin their lives, but I don't think they ever got over it. So yeah. I'm curious about what you think. Where, you know, what have you observed? Like, what have you learned about marriage through working with people who get divorced?
Okay, you go first.
I was going to say, it's funny because I hear all these stories, you know, in and out week after week. And a lot of times they resonate with me. And then I think, oh my gosh, I do that same thing, right?
Oh.
Maybe not on the same par or level.
Right.
But I think that it definitely has made me a better husband, because you can kind of see what other people are going through. And, you know, you have to think, well, is my wife going through that? Right. And I don't want her to go through that.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just, it's very enlightening from that perspective.
Wow. That's really cool.
What I was going to say is that marriage was invented when people lived to be 35 years old. I don't know that we were designed to be with people for 60 or 70 years of our lives. And so, and I'm married, I've been, and I also, and you know, we have our moments, but it's mostly great, you know, but people change a lot in these lengthy relationships. And I think it's okay if you don't change exactly the same. And if you don't, you can tap out. You don't have to stay with someone who isn't the one for you anymore. You know, and I mean, I have a strange view of marriage. My parents, you know, are still married, and my husband's parents are married. So I don't have that in my own life, but I'm surrounded by it in my professional life. And I always say, like, I'm a huge advocate for divorce because I'm a huge advocate for people taking care of themselves, making sure their needs are met, and doing what they need to be happy. I mean, that said, I don't think everybody should just tap out if they have a fight. You know, life is hard, but there's a lot of suffering in relationships. There's a lot of domestic violence. There's a lot of manipulation, power struggles, you know, and you don't have to live like that.
Mm-hmm. Are there patterns that you see? Like, is there something either one of you would point to say, well, when this is happening in a marriage, this is going to be hard to come back from?
Because there's so many. I think it could be almost any topic that, depending on the people, you either can come back or not. And maybe there's something about your foundation. I mean, there's lots of things that cause divorce. I think having different viewpoints of money is one big one, but different viewpoints about how you raise your children.
Mm-hmm. And I guess I think that it's more from what I see. I think I'm just amazed at how long people stay in relationships and the things that they put up with
for so many years.
Yeah. It's devastating.
I think I learned part of my perspective when I had a client who said, Aaron, I've been married for 46 years and I should have been here 45 years ago.
Oh my gosh. That must have been,
it was just
heart.
In a terrible relationship, but didn't, for all the reasons, all the guilt and shame surrounding divorce and fear.
Right.
She just stayed. Oh, and I'm like, oh, that wasn't a good choice. Let's get you out of this.
Yeah. You know? My mother would never have divorced my father if he hadn't left. I mean, it just was not done. It was, and part of her, the difficulty of it was the shame that it induced for all those years. So there are two things I kind of have read about marriage, and I want to know what, given your expertise, you think of this. One is that, one of the most corrosive elements, or sort of a, if you recorded a married couple's talk during the course of a day, if you hear contempt, an attitude of contempt between or towards each other, that is really a red flag of these people have a very unhappy relationship and may not be able to survive. And it may kind of predict divorce. And then the other thing is that things that were wrong, I just thought of this with your client who said, I should have been here 45 years ago, that often the seeds of what goes wrong at some point were really there at the very beginning. Do you think either of those things are true?
I do think contempt signals a deep lack of respect and trust. Mm-hmm. And I agree with that. If people are speaking to each other like that, I think that's really, people shouldn't accept that behavior for themselves. Mm-hmm. I forgot the other question.
Do you think that what goes wrong when a marriage ends, that some of those factors were present at the beginning and that romance or family pressure or whatever caused people to ignore those concerns?
Yeah, I think that's probably very true. And it often gets heightened in stressful situations, you know, that come up in life. Mm-hmm. And then it's tested, you know, so if you don't have a healthy foundation to deal with these difficult things that can happen, then, you know, you won't do well.
Right.
So I do, but I also think sometimes you learn things about yourself and your spouse in life. It's such a long journey and none of us can really predict what's around the corner. I've learned that too. You just do not know what you're about to find out at any point in time. And those things can change you. And so I do think sometimes it's just people change and sometimes not for the better, you know?
Right. Yeah. Matt, what are you thinking about as we're talking about this?
Well, I think about contempt, and I guess we're further along the path when we see them. So I'm sure it probably started as contempt, mm-hmm. but at some level, I think that turns into shame and anger. Mm-hmm. And there's really no coming back from that. I mean, if I'm going to shame you into believing something, right, mm-hmm. it's very difficult for you to put those pieces back together and resolve issues with a person whom you thought was going to protect you and love you and care for you. Mm-hmm. So that's it. And again, what was the last question? The at the end of the marriage?
We can't take multiple questions.
I know.
Okay, sorry. We can't. My fault as an interviewer. I absolutely did.
I've got a pretty focused mind. So
yeah. Matt, do you think that is it that new things happen and relationships go wrong, or is that people overlook problems early on and you know, out of romance, whatever?
I think it's a case of a couple of things. I think that people want to save people. That's one issue, right? Mm-hmm. I know that they have flaws, but my foundation is solid. So, you know, I'm going to overcome that. They will change, right? Mm-hmm. The other thing, too, though, is I think that they don't communicate and they don't grow well together.
Okay.
So they have a tendency to have an idea about the world that changes as they grow.
Right.
And their partner at whatever level doesn't see it that way. I mean, there's a lot of things that come in. There's work and children,
sure.
a lot of various things that come into to play on those. But that's essentially the way I see it for the most part.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And that failure to communicate about how those changes are probably having an impact on how you see the world, how you want to live, et cetera. That makes sense. Okay. So we've kind of talked about what you've learned in terms of your own relationships, but I really appreciated, Matt, you kind of talking about how it's made you a better husband. Erin, has it have been doing this work made you a better spouse, do you think?
I think so. One of my main takeaways from being surrounded by divorce is that many times people reserve their worst behavior for one of the only people in their life that they choose.
Yes.
Which is their spouse.
Yes.
And we should instead reserve our best behavior for those people, you know? And so we talk about that. I say that a lot around our house, and I think that's super important. I mean, I also think you need to be comfortable with someone and be able to say the things that you're really thinking and meaning, but be able to really be introspective and not blaming, and to, you know, take responsibility where you go wrong, and understand that mm-hmm. having those conversations and are important. But, mm-hmm. but, you know, at the end of the day, like, remember that this is the person in your life that you've chosen to be with. And so don't be terrible to them.
Right. Yeah. Well, and you know, yeah. I think that's, I'm sorry, Matt, go ahead.
I was just going to make a joke on Erin because she said marriage only lasts 35 years. So she and her husband only have about 15 left. So
no, I said marriage was invented when people lived to be 35 years old. It wasn't even 35 years.
Sorry. You're not even going to give him 35.
Well, we'll see. I joke. I mean, I'm totally joking, but
yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I think this is part of the reason I'm so attracted to the language around mindfulness is, you know, when I snap at my partner, is it because of really what she did, or is it the story I'm telling myself about something else? You know, is it projection? Is it a hangover from something else that's going wrong? And as you say, Erin, she's the safe person, but yeah. but is she the right person to be directing that at? And that's different from when we want to have a real conversation about here's a different place where we differ or how we don't agree about something. And yeah, not that I have to be ugly or snappish about it, but yeah.
Right. And, you know, I think we've all had some real challenges in the last year as we're everybody's home. I mean, my husband's across the house in his office, you know, and I'm here and the kids are somewhere and it's, there's no one else to talk to. So, I mean, I do think we've definitely seen a rise of domestic violence, which is very yes. scary. But we've also seen just a new level of stress and anxiety around, you know, being stuck in a small space together for like a year, you know?
And so, people not having other outlets. Absolutely. Yeah.
Really, it's been a very, and for some people, they've grown much closer. Right. And for some people, it's been that stress has torn them apart.
Mm-hmm. And has shown them where they really, that the foundation is not particularly strong. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Okay. We just blew through a break, so that's great. So we'll take one in a couple of minutes. But
that's
I want to know, Erin, do you are other firms following your lead?
I don't believe that I know of any other firm that has a life coach mm-hmm. like on each of their legal teams.
Okay.
I do think that this, and we have relationships with firms around the country.
Right.
Just kind of as we grow and learn, we like to surround ourselves by like-minded people who are trying new things in the legal space as well. Mm-hmm. And they haven't heard of, everybody I talk to is like, we've never heard of this before.
Oh, wow.
And so it's not to say coaching isn't a part of family law. I mean, there are spaces for coaching, uh-huh. there's parenting coaching, and there is some coaching in a particular model of divorce being collaborative law, where each person has a coach that's about the divorce, right? How to address your divorce.
Oh,
not necessarily the transition in your life.
Right.
So I think that we're the only ones doing that to my knowledge.
Okay. Does it make it prohibitively expensive though, to then work with your firm?
No, actually, I would say we're probably less expensive than most firms. Mm-hmm. And our clients are not billed by the hour. They are, all of our work is done in flat fees or fixed rate prices. So we have kind of service, you know, so bundles of services, right, that we provide. So, hey, you're going to go to mediation. We have a package of services that goes around mediation, and here's what it costs. Mm-hmm. And then we have really good payment plans for people so that they're, you know, they can break that up over a number of years to be able to pay a couple hundred dollars a month, hopefully, so that it's accessible. So we also think there's really a really big problem with access to justice in the world, right? Mm-hmm. It's hard for most people to afford attorneys' rates. And so we work really hard to try to make sure that those are affordable and accessible, because we really think people do so much better if they have the proper support going through these hard things mm-hmm. so that they're propped up and ready to take on the next challenge in life. So we've worked hard to really make our services approachable and workable for people. So no, and Matt, it's no extra charge to work with Matt. You either, and you know, almost everybody.
Doesn't mean I'm cheap.
Okay.
No, but we want to encourage people to do it. Just like you don't have a choice if you're going to have a paralegal on your team.
Right.
You're going to have a coach because we know it's going to help you. You know, mm-hmm. we've done this a lot. And so we know that he's really going to help you be in a better place. And if it isn't your thing, you don't have to do it, you know, but most people really find a lot of value in it.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. Yeah.
And so, I just kind of want to reiterate too, if I may, it's just the way that it's developed over time. And it's really, I want to commend Erin and the company, because they put me in a position where the client can just be at ease. They can have as many coaching sessions as they choose, right? Mm-hmm. It's really at their leisure, what they want to do. And mm-hmm. I've been afforded that opportunity, so I try not to, abuse it. But it really is a situation where the client comes first.
And I really appreciate the way you've described it, because it is something that the law firm provides and expects a client to at least try out. But after that, it is very much client driven, is what I hear you saying in terms of how much.
Yeah, it absolutely has to be, as you well know.
Right.
It doesn't do me any good to get people to sign up and then tell them what to do. You know, it never works.
No. I used to do that. Like, oh, five sessions, that's very common, or something like that. I just don't do that anymore. It's all about you in terms of frequency and duration, because that's going to work. They know what they need. That's not my job to figure that out. So Erin, this way of packaging services, this strikes me as also not typical.
That's all. Yeah, that's true. I don't know anybody else that does it like we do there either. And It took us many years to perfect. Mm-hmm. We struggled at first, but we were really committed to making it work, because where else do you purchase something? Mm-hmm. And when you say, how much is this going to cost? They say, oh, well, we don't know. I mean, my brother, who is my law partner, Chris Johnson, talks about when you buy an airline ticket, you know the price. Mm-hmm. The airline company doesn't say to you, well, you know, I don't know what it's going to be. We'll let you know when we land, but we don't know what gas prices are going to be. We don't know how many people are going to be on the plane. We don't know what the wind capacity or whatever is going to be. And so we'll let you know later, right? But that's what lawyers do. We'll say, I have no idea mm-hmm. how much your case is going to cost. But mm-hmm. so we said, we have to know. We have to, this is what we do. It's a bad excuse to say we don't know. So mm-hmm. we have figured it out. What does it cost to do these things? And then we've created really good, like imagined from the client's experience, mm-hmm. from what their journey looks like working with each of us throughout their firm, and built in what we think is the best experience for them to get what they need instead of what we as lawyers think or we as coaches think. What do they need, right? And building those things in has been really awesome. I think it really is. It's their divorce. It's their life.
Right.
And it should be designed around them.
Mm-hmm. I think it's really remarkable to bring that level of transparency into your work. And the only other place that I can think of where you don't know what it's going to cost before you get there and take up the service is healthcare. And it's similar, like we have exactly the same kinds of cultural problems as a result. People who don't get healthcare treatment because they don't know what it's going to cost and they don't think they can afford it. People who stay in marriages too long because they don't think they can afford it. A divorce. Right. Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah. And if you do have health insurance, one difference that I think even makes the legal stuff harder for people mm-hmm. is that mostly people have to pay out of pocket for legal services.
Right.
At least you don't really ask what's it going to cost to. A lot of times, you know, if you're lucky enough to have insurance, but for attorneys, when you hear the numbers, it's very, what, you know, or if you hear, I don't know. And just, just need a $3,500 retainer. Most attorneys say, oh, good. It'll be $3,500. Well, they didn't mention it's probably going to be $10,000.
Right.
And you're going to have to come up with it. And it's, you're going to already owe it the first time that you find out. Maybe you wouldn't have chosen to do the things the way you did them had you known what it was really going to cost. So everybody knows before their services what they will cost, what it includes, what we think will come next. You know, we just try to empower people.
Okay. And so we're going to take our final break. And when we come back, we're going to kind of wrap up and get some final thoughts from Matt and Aaron about their experiences. And I want to ask Aaron to talk a little bit more about what her end goal is, because I suspect she's trying to change the world, which I'm really excited about. So we're going to take our final break here on Nothing But Now on Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self, every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the Wright, WRIGHT, balance.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Nothing But Now on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm here with my guest today, certified life coach Matthew Tuttle and attorney Aaron Johnson Turner, who's at the legal firm Johnson Turner Legal in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Although you have offices all over the state, I understand, right?
Yep.
Yep. And we're talking today about a really, I think, radical approach to both working with clients who come to them for a divorce, but also in general of how their work is organized at the law firm. So first, as they've been talking about this great opportunity they provide clients who come to them, which is if their client is seeking a divorce, they ask the client to meet with Matthew to talk about that incredible life transition that can be painful, but also liberating and really allow a person's life to kind of break wide open when a relationship ends. As sometimes they do. The other thing Johnson Turner Legal is doing is that they're telling people up front what their cost of services are and showing them the pieces of the package, whether it's a mediation process or a family law issue, probate. I'm guessing any part of your practice, you're doing that. So Aaron, how did you get to be such a radical as a lawyer?
So my brother and I are in practice together, and we were really, both of us became really involved in local politics, actually. Okay. And Chris and I see the world differently politically, but local politics really is aside from parties, right? But we found a lot of creative energy in building within those spaces. And then when we kind of looked at ourselves and said, you know, if we put this energy into our work and really tried to redesign what's going, how legal services are delivered, mm-hmm. we could really do a lot of good in the space of our professions instead of just in our community. Uh-huh. And so I think that's kind of where it started. And then, you know, Chris will tell you that the legal industry is really stalled in innovation and hasn't grown as many other industries have. And so we wanted to be the first to kind of disrupt that industry and bring about the kinds of things that consumers expect from other industries into the legal space.
I think it's amazing. I think it's really, and innovation is exactly the right word. But I think it's also transformational. Because other people have not picked up on it quickly, it does make the legal profession seem really stuck.
Yes.
Yeah. As a profession, it could use a life coach, Matthew.
True. That was the first conversation we had in talking about this was when people come to us, we want them to be surprised I came for a divorce and I ended up with a transformational life experience. Oh. That's kind of where that conversation started. And then how do you build that? Right. So that's what we set out to do.
That's great. Matthew, anything else you'd want to tell us about your experience with this?
Everything that you said, but Chris and Aaron, and I know Aaron is not going to say this, but they are so bright and so just really engaged in helping people, right? Everybody, they really can. And it's just it's a blessing for me to be able to work with people like that. I can't say enough about how just, I don't want to say cerebral or smart. They really are smart, but they really are super humans first. And that just comes through in everything they do. And it makes it a joy, actually, to work with them and be around them. So
I think I knew Erin when she was a much, she was a young woman.
I'm going to say younger.
A young woman. But what'd you say?
I said, she's going to say younger.
Younger. I have to.
Yes.
And, you know, the two things that have always stood out to me about you are your intelligence and your humanity. And so I'm not surprised that your brother similarly is incredibly bright, but also very humane in his outlook. But I think the willingness to really challenge such an entrenched industry and to do things differently, that's pretty remarkable. Really exciting.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, Matt, from your perspective as a life coach, as we kind of come to an end a little bit here, what is there something that you would want to leave people with who are either going through the divorce process or who are just married, and some wisdom you'd want to share with us at this point?
Yeah, thank you. It's a great question. And I guess what I would think from my perspective is to really think through what it means, what you really want out of life. Think through what you need to do to try to better yourself. And through bettering yourself, a lot of times your relationships become better as well. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people feel stuck and they feel trapped. And through the process of just asking some good questions or reaching out to somebody, a good friend or a coach for sure, right? To help them through that process and just organize themselves and understand, first and foremost, if it's really the right thing for you, why are you doing this, right? Mm-hmm. What are the ramifications? Just some basic questions that can really put you in a position to make a good decision, because it can be devastating to so many people. Right. And it's important to make sure that you do it as right as you possibly can.
Yeah.
For lack of a better
word. I think, you know, what's really essential to me and what you're saying too is to first focus on yourself, not in a selfish way, but I think we tend in relationships to get really quick to blame the other person, to sort of put all of this on the other person, but to take mm-hmm. that moment to look inward, to say, what is it about my responses? What are the stories I'm telling myself? How am I stuck? And if I can work on that, it may not, you know, the relationship still may not survive, right? But it might actually improve when we do that.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that. And I would add that, you know, people have a tendency really in a lot of cases to try to be selfless to get the attention instead of just doing it to be a good person. And that sets you up for a lot of failure. And so that is probably the hardest case, mm-hmm. you know, that I have to deal with, are the people who don't have the self-confidence, that have the lack of trust in themselves, that mm-hmm. don't have an identity outside of that relationship. And right. so it's important to start to build those things up and, you know, just take baby steps and just focus on the positive, right? What are the things that you do well? What are the things that made you happy, right? And that's very difficult for people going through this divorce or a similar situation.
Yep. And in an unhappy relationship to begin with, maybe. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Aaron, in addition to kind of any final thoughts you have for people about how to think about these things and thinking about relationships, and also would you tell us about kind of what you and Matt are up to besides changing the law and helping a lot of people, which not that that's not enough, but you know, what else is going on?
I do think that relating to a decision to move forward with a divorce, I just would want people to know that it's a really courageous decision to do that. And instead of being bogged down by guilt and shame or fear, all those things, it's okay to take that step and be proud of yourself for doing that, to put yourself first and don't take it lightly by any stretch, right? But also it's okay. And you're going to be okay on the other side of this in your next chapter. There's a fresh start waiting for you and it's going to be awesome. So,
that's great. Thank you.
And that kind of piggybacks on your second question, which I remembered this time, which is that one of the things Matt and I are doing is we've started a podcast that hasn't yet been brought out to the world yet, but it will shortly. And it's called Marital Blisters.
Love it.
And one of the things that what we do is we interview people who have been through the divorce process. And I can't tell you how much we've learned from them. That's how I understand this perspective of a person going through this process so much better, mm-hmm. is that many of them talk about how they came to it and it was just this horrible, scary thing. And then through the process transformed and now they're so much happier. And so we're excited to share our stories on Marital Blisters at some point coming up here in the coming weeks or months.
Okay.
That's kind of what's next for us.
Wonderful. So we can look for marital blisters on podcasts. People can contact you at johnsonturnerlegal.com or johnsonturner.com.
johnsonturner.com. Yep.
Yes. Great. Thank you both so much for being with me today. I really appreciate it. It was great to talk
You're
to
welcome.
You.
You're welcome.
It was great. Thanks for having us.
Yes. Okay. And next week on Transformation Talk Radio, we're going to talk a little bit about why is not always a great question to ask. Okay. So everybody, see you next week. Be nice to yourself. Bye, Aaron. Bye, Matthew.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.